to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Moa, Associate Editor of eBizQ. And today I have Lem Lasher, Chief Innovation Officer and President of Global Business Solutions at CSC. And I also have John Pike, Chief Strategy Officer at Cordis, with me today. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, they're going to discuss the recent partnership between Cordis and CSC. And so I'm going to just go into the first question, which is, can you give me a brief background of Cordis cloud computing strategy and just a brief summary of the recent partnership with CSC?
Okay, well, this is John Pike. I'll just take the first part of the question. Our cloud strategy is to provide a business operations platform which is capable of operating in three modes, either in an on-premise mode or on cloud mode, or in a hybrid of those two. What makes it different from anything else out there, and what really gives it its cloud credentials, are that the product was built from the ground up to be fully multi-tenanted, and also is only accessible via a browser, is capable of operating in that cloud environment. And then around that, there is a SaaS deployment framework, which enables you to handle all the provisioning, all of the metering and monitoring and usage and all that kind of stuff. So it's a complete, for want of a better word, middleware capability based around strong process capabilities which operates in the cloud. It's a unique product.
So the partnership between CSC and Cordis started about 18 months ago, and we've been working together on a number of clients and projects, and recently decided to strengthen that relationship, which involved CSC becoming a reseller of the Cordis technology and the transition of their Benelux services organization into CSC, so that we will have a center of excellence for professional services around Cordis technology. That will be headquartered here in Putten in the Netherlands, and we will be integrating that organization as well as building out the capabilities globally for CSC in the Cordis technology. We think this is an excellent platform for addressing specific business issues that our customers have, and we found it to be very effective in addressing those issues and as a catalyst for business transformation, which is really the core business that we're in.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you. Now, my second question is, and either of you can answer this, how can cloud computing and business process management be utilized by companies to enable effective change and innovation?
This is John Pike again. I think the real effectiveness of this approach is because the product provides a process abstraction layer, it's completely decoupled from anything that you might have in place already. So there's no need to rip and replace. It means you can take your existing infrastructure and existing applications and kind of move those into a cloud environment. So it kind of gives you a bridge to move between the on-premise world into the cloud world. And in doing so, it gives people, or gives customers, the opportunity to migrate what they feel comfortable in migrating, so they can derive benefit from cloud computing, but without going the whole hog if they don't need to.
Now, why is this important for enterprises in today's today's economic climate?
Well, there's two things that are driving it. First of all, is the pace of change that they're faced with is much greater than it has been in the past, and the need for the introduction of new services or new products or changing their organizational structure or their business processes to align more to their market means that they need to change more quickly than they can have their legacy systems change to support them. And the expense and the time necessary to do that is simply a barrier to them growing their business. So that's the first driver on this, is the need to change related to that. The second is cost reductions. By moving part of the enterprise onto the cloud, they can achieve a lot of virtualization economics by using leveraged infrastructure, leveraged applications, leveraged resources that they couldn't do otherwise. And rather than have an enterprise-wide platform that connects to the internet, the Cordis business operation platforms, in fact, puts the enterprise onto the network, and it becomes central to their overall strategy and addresses a lot of the integration issues with their internal organization as well as outside. So we think two things are driving it: the need to change front-end as well as back-end processes, org structures, data models, as well as the economics of saving money and not having to rip out legacy systems every time you want to change.
Great. Now, we've sort of alluded to this already in your answers, but what problem specifically does the Cordis platform solve for companies?
Well, what it does is it puts between the legacy application and the business an abstraction layer that enables the business to view the technology in a much more simplified form and to be able to architect business process change and then let the technology execute the processes. This is a huge advantage as opposed to trying to build a system up from scratch to introduce all the functionality and the data that's necessary to run the business. Organizations can simply leave their legacy applications in place, deploy this platform, and empower the users in the organization to model the process change they want to put in effect, and then the tools in the business operations platform are then able to execute those.
All right, sounds good. John and Lem, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.